So this conquering of Syria by Western-backed proxy forces, this is a real escalation in terms of the global scene, and it shows a model that's working very well for the West, a model that the BRICS currency is going to shatter. Now, this is a hit against BRICS, by the way, the fact that Syria has gone down, but it reveals exactly why, to the other nations of the world paying attention, why they would be motivated to move away from the dollar hegemonic system and to embrace something like BRICS. And here's the story. Syria was made vulnerable through economic sanctions. So through Western sanctions and blocking off Syria and Assad's interests and so on from the Western banking system, over the years, Syria was thrust into extreme poverty. Their industry was stifled. And remember that one of the key strategies of the United States, the U.S. empire, is to weaken everybody else in order to make the U.S. relatively stronger. This is why the U.S. destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline, to weaken Western Europe. This is why the U.S. issued sanctions against exports of lithographic microchip manufacturing equipment to China in order to block China's microchip industry. Now, this is also why the West, of course, froze $300 billion in currency held by Russia in Western banks, European banks mostly. That freezing of those assets, which is a form of theft, was designed to weaken Russia. Although it failed, it does work for other countries. And so Syria was put under economic sanctions, increasing year after year for many, many years. I mean, this goes back more than 15 years in various forms. You know, the Bush administration was, you know, looking at this back in 2001. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in her day, in the early 2000s, was also trying to topple Syria and topple Libya, which was accomplished, and topple Iraq, and then ultimately Iran and other countries as well. So the game plan of the West is subject a nation to sanctions, drive the nation into poverty. Once extreme poverty is in place, then you can buy off the top officials, the top military officials, and even the president himself, in this case, Assad, who may have been bought off, but certainly his military leaders were bought off. And they were bought off to simply retreat. And that's why Syria was toppled without a fight. Everybody was paid to retreat. And when you're only earning $50 a month, which is what some of these officials earned, or even $40 a month, if somebody comes to you and says, here, I'll give you, you know, $10,000. That's a huge deal. I mean, how many months is that? That's a whole career's worth of income, in essence. And so it's very easy to buy them off. And since the U.S. can just print money, as long as other countries are still buying dollar debt, which, you know, fewer and fewer countries are doing that. But at the moment, the dollar still exists. It still has value. So the U.S. empire can print dollars and use them to buy off people in weakened nations that have been targeted with decades of economic sanctions. And that's what the U.S. hoped to do with Russia. And that's what they hoped to do with, who was that military leader guy? Forgot his name. Prigozhin, I think was his name. But he's dead now. They gave him billions of dollars to try to run a coup against Putin. Remember that? That was last year, I think. And that didn't work. But, you know, the West does this everywhere. They've got billions of dollars to throw around. They've got hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin to throw around. And Bitcoin has become one of the currencies of just international bribery and kickbacks and fraud. So they use it that way. But they could also use dollars. I'm not singling out Bitcoin. Bitcoin's just a lot more convenient because you can transfer it digitally, right? But the upshot of this is that this will strongly encourage other nations to embrace BRICS as quickly as possible. Because as long as those nations are subject to Western dollar sanctions, then they could also be victimized by the West in exactly the same way that Syria was just toppled. you know, sanctions, and then, you know, weakening of the economy, you know, lowering of quality of life, lowering of incomes, the destruction of domestic businesses and economic productivity. Then one day, mass bribery of, you know, stand down orders. And then the country is easily overrun. And that's exactly what just happened. So all these other nations watching this, oh, I forgot to mention, Turkey also betrayed Syria big time. Turkey betrayed, in essence, Iran and Russia and other nations that Turkey was hoping to be trading with. I have a feeling that Turkey's not going to be invited into BRICS any longer after this particular maneuver. But I suppose we'll have to, you know, wait and see what that looks like. But my guess is that, you know, Turkey's going to be disinvited because this is a major betrayal of, you know, of the so-called axis of resistance interests. But Turkey just handed a major gift to Israel, and Erdogan showed his cards as being a traitor to the Palestinians and a sellout, someone who's willing to do anything to support Israel. You know, so all this tough talk against Israel's bombing of civilians by Erdogan, as we thought, it was nothing but blowing hot air. And Turkey, which is a 96% Muslim country, under Erdogan, Turkey has decided to ally itself with the West, which means Turkey is going to continue to use the dollar. It is a member of NATO. And in using the dollar, Turkey is going to be subjected to dollar sanctions if it ever does anything that the West doesn't like. So Turkey is allowing itself to be captured by Western interests, whereas countries like Russia are specifically deciding to separate themselves from Western interests and instead develop their own settlement system, which is the BRICS currency. Or in the meantime, countries like Russia, India, and China are settling trade just using their own domestic currencies. And then if there are any trade differences, they can make up those gaps with gold. And that's happening right now. Many countries, especially Russia and China and Iran, have, you know, completely abandoned the dollar, and they're trading in other currencies, and they're doing quite well with that. So this fall of Syria will be an accelerating force to motivate countries to move away from the dollar. But it will also be a compliance threat against those countries that maybe were thinking about using BRICS, but they're still tied to the West. Well, this will remind them to get back in line and obey the U.S. empire, or we could do to you what we just did to Syria, yeah? Right? We could do to you what we did to Libya. We could do to you what we did to Afghanistan, etc. We could do to you what we did to Iraq. So that's the big picture perspective, in my view, of what this means. This is the West being the West, colonizing, using violence. You know, all this talk about Russia is bad because it was altering borders, using force. Like, that's laughable now, with Western-backed proxy forces just completely overrunning the entire country of Syria, including its capital city. You know, come on, the hypocrisy is just off the charts. So stay informed. This is a very destabilizing event. It will have major ramifications for months and years to come. It will probably lead to escalatory, retaliatory attacks. We don't yet know exactly what that's going to look like, but I don't think it's going to be good. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. Check all of my interviews and videos on Brighteon. And also check out our platforms, Brighteon.io, Brighteon.social, and our new upcoming AI engine to be released in 2025 at Brighteon.ai. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that.
But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too, but it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it, and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is the, well, it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can, and when it's relatively affordable and available. We've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighteon.com, Natural News, Brighteon.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighteon.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighteon.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.